time. Ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Now, Julie, I've been waiting to have you on. I hear there's an update. We've always touted the agricultural industry to be a $17 billion industry in Arizona, and I understand a new report contradicts that a little bit.
It actually,
or maybe updates it.
It updates it and enhances it. Thanks to the University of Arizona, we are now a $23.3 billion, not million, but billion-dollar industry. That's what we contribute to this Arizona economy. And we're a prime primary sector. That means we can't have an economy without forestry, agriculture, mining, and fishing. So everything that we do is a result of the agriculture investment that we put into the state. So we need to continue to celebrate these families that, like the small houses that have lived and worked the same land for 133 years. It's an exciting story, and you can tell I get very passionate about it when we get to visit. So It's a neat story, an important story, and now we're at $23 billion up. So if I do the math right, that's $6 billion more than it was previously. And U of A does a study about every 3 or 4 years, so this is not uncommon to show a reflection in the number changes.
And the small houses, y'all brought your children in. You've got John and Hannah, who are sitting in the news producer. If I understand right, they'll be the sixth generation. Are y'all going to take over the family ranch?
I don't think they know they're on.
I'm not sure yet.
I can't hear.
I have a feeling they will be because...
They can't hear.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, there's Hannah.
There's Hannah.
Are you going to take over the ranch for your dad?
What? We can't hear anything you
said. Oh, they're sharing a headset. Okay. John, are you going to take over the farm?
Say hi.
They're still trying to figure out the technology, but I'm convinced they will. They love what they do.
Johnny's very hands-on with things. He always has been. Goes with his dad all the time. He's 10 years old and learning how to weld. So, and Hannah's good at telling Johnny how he thinks that he should be doing things. So.
Oh, perfect.
It'll work
out. You always need a foreman and supervisor.
Yes,
that's right.
Their ranch is so diverse. They're doing the cacti, the saguaro cactus, mesquite business, and then they've got forage crops and the cattle. And I always say, you're in it for the long haul if you're doing cactus, saguaro cactus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like watching paint dry.
It's optimism. It's optimism is what I say. Yeah.
How long does it take for a saguaro to grow? I mean, you hear a lot of rumors, and I know Arizona Highways put out a book that dispelled a lot of them. Like it takes 75 years before the first arm grows or...
Yep. A lot of those rumors aren't true. It's a lot due to genetics. And fertilizers and how much you water them and so forth and the soil types and all that. It's mainly a lot to do with genetics. We're trying to grow them 2 or 3 times as fast in a controlled environment, nursery setting as the native ones do. But even the native ones, it depends where they're at, if they're getting water, if they're we've seen, in our nursery, we have ones that are 6 inches tall and ones that are foot tall that are planted at the same time. But in general, it's 8 to 10 year turnaround for 4 to 6 footers that are the most popular sold to landscape. I would say 4 to 6 foot is the most popular size because the transplant rate, the success rate is higher on that size than any size, and the landscapers can handle them without equipment too. So that's the most popular size. That's where we're trying to get. So,
and this is all on your ranch. You've got the saguaro farm. You've got how many head of cattle do y'all run?
We run about 800 mother cows right now.
Over what kind of land? Or
quite a bit of land. It takes.
I mean, how many acres does this? Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a few thousand acres to we've got state leased land, and then we farm about 1,000 acres of farmland, and we background other people's cattle and our cattle. By background, I mean we raise up something like the U of A, the V-Bar V ranch, heifers on our ranch, and we've got about 5 different businesses to, with the drought and so forth, we've had to start other businesses to be able to sustain the ranch. But we've the last 3 years, we've sort of, I'm hoping, of course, you talk about optimism. I'm about as optimistic as they come. But the last 3 years, we've had better rainfall than we've had for quite a while, above average rainfall. So we feel that we're back on an upward trend as far as rainfall. And we've been able to start increasing our numbers again, which is a long process, you know. It doesn't happen overnight, but we've our cactus business is hopefully going to be one of our best businesses.
Very fascinating. And like you were saying there, you've got to have more than one different business. You've got the cactus farm. You've got 1,000 acres that you farm different crops out of. You have the cattle business. You know, you can drive through areas, and one that I'm thinking in particular is near Portales, New Mexico. There's all these deserted properties because you couldn't make it on 200 acres anymore. You had to expand. And there's just this whole agriculture for these absolutely deserted homes that's all ranched by one person farming it because they didn't see the vision to expand and grow beyond. You know, I can't do it on just this 200 acres. I've got to figure out a new avenue.
That's one of the big, Stephanie might correct me, but one of the big misconceptions of a lot of people think everything's corporate farm, when actually we're just like any business. We've had to grow. And in actuality, I think 85% of the farms are still family owned. They may be incorporated, but they've just had to grow to keep up with the economy of scale.
Yeah. It's actually not about 97%.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you she'd correct me.
Leave it to the wife to correct.
97%.
It's a lot anyway.
Yeah.
Of American agriculture still done by small farms.
Small farm. Or family owned.
Not small. Yeah,
that's right. No, not small. Family
owned.
Family
owned. They're having to grow, and diversify.